This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. In Washington, five activists were arrested Tuesday after they blocked a ship from entering the port of Vancouver because it contained pipeline for the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion project in Canada. Oregon Public Broadcasting reports climbers with Portland Rising Tide and Mosquito Fleet locked themselves to the dock where the shipment was to be offloaded. The activists said the tar sands crude that's transported by the expansion project requires far more water for extraction and refining, and the gasoline made from the crude emits more greenhouse gas. They said they were acting in solidarity with the Fort McKay First Nation, who are suing the government of Alberta because they say the tar sands expansion threatens land they hold sacred. Fort McKay First Nation was recently in the Court of Appeal in Edmonton. Global News reports Chief Mel Grandjam said his people do not oppose oil extraction, but they want their treaty rights respected. Fort McKay is opposing Prosper Petroleum's Rugel project because it would put a processing facility in an area the tribe wants to protect near Moose Lake. The activists in Vancouver were booked for criminal trespass, failure to disperse, and obstruction. This was the latest in a series of actions trying to block shipments for the Trans Mountain Project. The University of Wyoming recently adopted a strategic plan for how to best support Native American students on campus. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports that committee members feel it's coming just in the nick of time, since the university is getting ready to hire a new president.
University of Wyoming's Native Student Advisor, Raynette Tendor, says it isn't easy for kids to move a long way from home to attend college.
As a Native student, when you're leaving the reservation, you look for somebody that can kind of support you through everything because of all just the unique needs and challenges that we face as Native people, leaving the reservation, first of all, to come to a predominantly white campus is a struggle.
That's why former UW President Lori Nichols hired Tendor to make that transition easier. As president, Nichols also met with tribes in person and tackled a strategic plan to bring up Native student enrollment. But last spring, the university's Board of Trustees opted not to renew the president's contract.
We were shocked and disheartened due to the fact that she has just worked hand in hand with us and really sat down at the table and really just tried to identify barriers that Northern Apple tribal members go through when trying to get an education.
That's Northern Arapaho Business Council Chair Lee Spoonhunter. He says he's worried the new president won't prioritize tribal relations like Nichols did. Native American Advisory Council Chair Ken Giroux worked on the new strategic plan and says the goal is to transcend the personalities that come and go in administration.
I'm taking it as part of my personal agenda to make this as a matter of fact, this is part of what UW does, Mr. or Mrs. President, whoever that is, and get behind us because we're rolling.
Giroux says the plan sets goals to bring on more Native American faculty, pursue research relevant to tribes, build a larger Native American center, and more. The Board of Trustees hopes to hire a new president by next spring. For National Native News, I'm Melody Edwards.
Authorities have not released a cause of death for two people who died over the weekend on the Navajo Reservation in New Mexico. KOAT-TV in Albuquerque reported 14 others were injured during a ceremony that took place in a traditional hogan on the Alamo Navajo Reservation in Socorro County. Officials with the tribe said the ceremony lasts through the night and there's an open pit fire in the structure. It began Saturday night, and early Sunday morning, a woman reported finding a man and woman unresponsive on the floor. A Navajo police spokesperson said 14 others were treated for smoke inhalation. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Freedom Lodge, inviting you to a 200-hour intertribal historical trauma masterclass where you can learn a body-based approach to trauma reconciliation. Free of charge program for tribal members. Registration deadline is January 10th at freedomlodge.org.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.